on my as my next guest, and he's right on time at 11 a.m. Pacific time is Alfred Alfred Weber, and I want to unmute you now. Let's see, Albert, are you there? Can you hear us okay? Let's see. Okay, we're trying to get, we'll get you unmuted. Anyway, let me make a couple of announcements quick before we start. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio, broadcasting today from the beautiful studios of BBS Radio 1 in Lafayette, California, in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for listening today. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with that if we all work together, we can make this planet a much better place. I'd like to, before we start with Alfred, I'd just like to ask everyone to please meditate for a minute for world peace and harmony, as well as for rain in California. We've been getting even more fires now in California. A lot of those fires, however, are not natural. They're either arson or started by particle beam weapons. A lot of the fires, for example, in Southern Oregon, Northern California, they are every 30 miles along I-5, so they're either arson or particle beam weapons. There was an actual video I showed, I think about a week ago, where there was a particle beam weapon fired from a satellite above San Francisco into Talent, Oregon. I visited Talent, Oregon week before last, and in that area, there's like one block burned up, next block is fine, next block is burned up. It's like a checker pattern of fires. So these fires are not natural, and I want everyone just to take a minute to meditate for world peace, and especially for rain for California. They need it up and down the West Coast. There are fires happening in places where fires have never occurred before, and these are not natural. It's an attempt to cause a lot of problems. And,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, good. Alfred, you're there. You're there, Albert. Alfred, can you hear me okay? Okay, can you hear me, Alfred? Okay, I hope you can. Let's see here. Okay. Let me just send him a text.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can hear you, Alfred. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, I have a backup plan. I have a backup plan we can use. If you can't hear me, then what we can do is you can call into the studio and we can use video. And you could use the audio by, you can call into the studio and then you can just listen to us then. Hopefully we can, let me do and send Alfred another message. Let's see here. So maybe he can unmute himself. See if this is working okay for Alfred. Now let's see if Alfred can call in on the studio line here. I'll go ahead and make a few announcements while Alfred is trying to get himself audio. We have video on Alfred, but I'm sure we'll be able to work it out. Alfred, if you can hear me, raise your hand. Okay. All right. Apparently he can't hear me. Well, that's too bad. I'll just make some quick announcements then. I had planned to go to Peru this month, but everything's shut down. But my friends in Peru have told me that the country will be opening up completely by next month in November, just after the U.S. election. Isn't it amazing how the virus follows the elections here in the United States? I know in my own home state of Washington State, here in the United States, our Governor Inslee has declared or decreed that his restrictions on social distancing and masks on all the restrictions on businesses will end one day after the federal election, I think on November 4th or 5th. So it's amazing to me for the first time in humanity's history that a virus follows the political elections. Anyway, so for people who've been enduring this pandemic for all these months, I want to tell you that all of my guides say that things will be getting better for us, and by January things will be back normal again. Alfred, can you hear us okay? Anyway, I'll make a couple of announcements then. I postponed my trip to Peru, and I'll be going back again January 10th through the 28th, as well as March 13th or 14th to the end of March, the March 31st. And if you'd like to go on either trip, please visit my website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can just click on miscellaneous or the spiritual trips, and there'll be all the information there. I also go to Mount Shasta several times a year. I'll be going back there again next year. And if you'd like for the information on the dates and other information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can get all the information there on the spiritual trips. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. If you'd like to be part of that program, it's just $100 a month. I teach people how to remote view, how to go into other dimensions, and to time travel. And it's a lot of fun. It's usually about a half hour a week. And if you'd like to do that, send me an email to outofthisworld, 1150@gmail.com, or you can sign up on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. Alfred's still trying to get on, but I'm confident we'll be able to get this going. On my most recent trip to Mount Shasta, I went aboard the Pleiadian mothership with Admiral Halosaurus several times, and I was given some wonderful healings there. I have been in a lot of pain with my jaws from the dental surgery. I was in surgery over 20 hours. And boy, I tell you, I waited several years before I could get the money together to go down to Mexico. I want to tell you that the Mexican dentists I went to are totally excellent. They knew what they were doing, and they helped me so much. The cost down there too was about 80 to 90% of what I would have paid up here in the United States for the same work. Many of the dentists are U.S. trained, U.S. credentialed, and U.S. qualified, so that my insurance company will likely pay for at least part of the visits down there. And I can't speak enough about the dental clinic I went to. Their name is Sani Dental Clinic, S-A-N-I. They're across the border from Yuma, Arizona, in a place called Algodones, Mexico. It's a beautiful little town and very safe. So if you want more information about my visit down there, please send me an email to outofthisworld.com. 1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell everyone too, we're having a fundraiser for the Hopi for clean water and food in Sedona, Arizona, from October 22nd to October 26th. And if you'd like to participate in that, send me an email, please, to outofthisworld, 1150@gmail.com. We're still trying to get on Albert. Albert, can you hear me okay? He's on the phone. Okay, maybe we can get him on okay.
I can hear you, Chad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, now I want to report for the record, because this has been happening to our interviews with others on Exopolitics TV, that they are being blocked from coming on now. And the reason that I know that is that technically my audio works fine on my internal Mac, and it's when I get to the Zoom preferences that I am unable to push the Zoom audio button up. It is fixed there. It is locked, which means that a third party has locked it, and that is censorship in my judgment as a public interest lawyer and a former law professor in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech. Is that this is occurring to individuals who speak up against the plandemic, which is part of the systematic imposition of the New World Order. Sure. And people can go to following website, Peace in Space, PEACEINSPACE, peaceinspace.org, for a complete listing of the evidence that this is a false pandemic, and for plans we have for various plans at the international level, and for how people can protect themselves against genocidal and crimes against humanity vaccinations that are planned to forever alter human DNA and to make the humans that take them subhumans by altering their DNA. This has been in the planning. We have complete records for at least the last 10 years coming out of a 2010 Rockefeller Foundation Global Business Plan, Global Business Network report. I know the author of that report, Peter Schwartz, who's a deep state operative. He and I were futurists together at Stanford Research Institute in 1977, and Peter Schwartz is a deep state operative, and he was hired to write this plan, which is now being acted out at the world level in 2020. So I just want to advise your listeners that this is very, very serious stuff. I am a war crimes judge and an international lawyer, and I'm calling in to that effect. We have just published here in Canada, the Prime Minister's Cabinet just leaked a plan to start implementing concentration camps, COVID concentration camps around Canada. And we have just published the cabinet leak. And so things are very, very serious. So, Ted, I know that you and I are colleagues of some standing. You've been in my home here in Vancouver, Canada, and I respect your work a great deal. So thank you very much for having me here. And having started out on that sober note, I would like to segue to some cheerier topics. And since we haven't been together on the air so much, perhaps segue to an update on my new books, which are at my remade website, which is universebooks.com. What we've done is to make all of our books available by donation, which means that if you want to download them all for free, you can. If you want to donate whatever you want or whatever you can for each and every book or for whatever books you want to download, that's fine. But following my inner guidance, all of my books in ebook form at universebooks.com are now by donation. So readers can access them and read them for free if they wish. And they can also donate what they wish for each book at universebooks.com. And I call it The Hero's Journey. And there's a whole diagram there of what the hero's journey means from a multidimensional point of view. It's about the hero's transformation and growth over time. And I have a whole listing of all the books that we've been able to create and produce. If you want to go over them and ask me questions about them, but we can talk about whatever's on your mind also.
Well, Albert, you do such wonderful work. Can you hear me okay, my friend?
Oh, yes, yes. You're coming across loud and clear.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I don't want to talk too much about this, but I know there's censorship out there, Alfred. But, you know, I want to thank Don and Doug at BBS Radio in San Francisco and Lafayette, California, for their fantastic work. They're always so supportive. And it's nice to have backup systems. It absolutely is. Well, you've had an amazing career. I wanted, if we lost part of the beginning, and I want to tell people about your background. You at one time, from what I understand, Alfred, were appointed as the chair of a UFO committee or work for President Carter, and then a bunch of things happened after that, and you ended up fleeing to Canada, where you live now and have lived there since probably the 80s, and you do wonderful work for the people. And tell us a little bit about your background for people who don't know you, Alfred, listening today.
Yeah. Well, I didn't flee to Canada. My mother is actually a Canadian Chisholm. I have a very interesting background there. She is both from a Cuban family and a Canadian Chisholm family. The Chisholm family is originally from Scotland and settled in Canada and is very prominent here. And so I've just been living out the maternal side of my family, but based here in Canada. And I've been going back and forth to the U.S., but based in Canada. I have dual nationality, as befits a five planet Gemini. So I simultaneously see things from a Canadian and from an American perspective. So it's not that I fled, it's that I just happen to have dual citizenship.
Okay.
As far as my perspectives, following an interdimensional extraterrestrial abduction by positive ETs in February of 1973, what occurred, and this is all documented at exopolitics.com and newsinsideout.com, and was presented at a UFO conference in the state of Washington in 2017, on July 31st, 2017, as all documented. It was jointly presented by myself and U.S. chrononaut, time traveler, and Mars and Mars visitor Andrew D. Bashago. There's a bit of an echo coming through now, but I was abducted onto the spacecraft of a positive set of ETs, and that abduction was witnessed by Andrew D. Bashago. The ETs showed him the photographs of me aboard the abduction so that Andrew could testify it. And up in that dimension, in January 1969, former President Jimmy Carter, before he was president, in January,
I can hear you, Alfred. Go ahead. I just spotlighted your video so
okay.
People could see you.
In January of 1969, President Jimmy Carter was actually abducted by the same set of extraterrestrials. And so the purpose of this abduction, which was outside of time and space, so we were up there outside of time and space, was to educate President Carter as to his future presidency, was to and to expand him to an extraterrestrial perspective, an expanded perspective on geopolitics and affairs here on Earth, to educate me to be the director of the Jimmy Carter White House Extraterrestrial Communication Project, and to educate Andrew D. Bashago, who DARPA CIA time travel pre-identification project, which has pre-identified presidents George H.W. Bush, President Bill Clinton, President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, and President Donald Trump in 1971 using quantum access time travel. They also pre-identified Andrew D. Bishago as a future president. So all three of us were abducted by these ETs, which are of the positive variety, and not the, quote, reptilians who are into war, disease, crime, and poverty, which were sort of the what the Bush people who were more of the war party have been carrying out the agenda with wars and occupations, kind of the perpetual wars in the Middle East. So that is what how I began exopolitics in February of 1973 was aboard a UFO craft, and I went on to be the creator and developer of exopolitics, which is the science of relation amongst intelligent civilizations in the multiverse, and wrote my book, Exopolitics, and first published it in January of 2000. However, DARPA CIA time travel that book from early 2000, 2005, back to 1971. So they physically brought the book back to 1971, when I was general counsel of the Environmental Protection Administration of New York, and Andrew D. Bishago was a childhood participant in time travel teleportation. He used to time travel teleport to the DARPA forward time base in 2045, and bring messages from the future to the past, so that Earth could get there successfully to the future. And in 2045, he reported that Earth had had planetary teleportation. It was really a fantastic science fiction future. At any rate, in 1971, I was general counsel in the Environmental Protection Administration in New York City, and in sort of a non-disclosure way, the CIA DARPA time travel unit, secret time travel unit, met with me. About 50 or so of them met with me, because one of my jobs there in the Lindsay administration in New York was to make public speeches on protection of the environment. So one day I got a call saying, oh, would you make a talk on the environment? I said, sure. And when the person showed up, instead of being a student or a housewife, which were the typical environmentalists at that time, it was a man in a suit, very official looking. He took me for a drive for about 2 hours, and I arrived at a nondescript building on the second floor, and there were 50 other official looking men in ties and suits or shirts and ties. And I instantly knew that they were government officials. They weren't environmentalists. And I spoke for a couple of hours, kind of with double vision, and they were all kind of making faces at me, but I just stuck to them, and, you know, I knew something else was going on. And when Andy Bishago and I met after the year 2000, we figured out that that was the secret time travel unit that had my book, Exopolitics, that I would right in the year 1999, here in Vancouver, published in the year 2000. It was published as a trade paperback in 2005, time traveled back to 1971. And the CIA wanted to know what this person was like in 1971, who would write this book on exopolitics and publish it in the year 2000 and 2005. And then the the second kind of major milestone in my career is that I'm co-discoverer of the omniverse, universe, multiverse, omniverse. And what the omniverse is, the universe in kind of the current version of history, cycle of history, the universe is an organic singularity of time, energy, space, and matter. And our universe and the concept of the universe was first discovered by the Sumerian astronomers about 3500 BC. And the concept of the multiverse, which is the sum of all the universes, the American scientist William James was the first to talk about that in the year 1895. And two Stanford scientists have now estimated that the number of universes in the multiverse is not infinite, but they have given it an estimate of 10 to the 7th to the 7th. Now, that number is so large that we don't have a name for it, but if we were to write it out in longhand or 12-point type, it would be about 260 million miles long. That's how many universes there are in the multiverse, and we're in one of those universes.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. That's
now,
amazing.
What is the omniverse? The omniverse, it turns out, in 2014, simultaneously, three scientists around the world who didn't know each other simultaneously published books on the omniverse, and I was one of them. And what the omniverse is, the omniverse equation is as follows. Omniverse equals multiverse, in other words, the sum of all the universes of time, energy, space, and matter, plus the spiritual dimensions. And what the spiritual dimensions are is the intelligent civilization of souls plus spiritual beings plus source, or what people call God. There are many, many different names for that. And this is kind of the integration of science and spirituality. It takes the whole study of the afterlife of souls, spiritual beings, source, out of the area of religion, of faith, of belief, and into the area of science. And in the science of the omniverse, people can go to universebooks.com, and there are three books there. I've written three books so far on the omniverse. One that just came out this year called Emergence of the Omniverse, which has been described as, quote, a highly important book to raise consciousness about accessing spiritual freedom in the omniverse on the new earth by letting go of the transhumanist agenda, artificial intelligence singularity, and the afterlife, interlife, reincarnation matrix. You can go to universebooks.com. You can download that. You can download The Dimensional Ecology of the Omniverse, which is the 2014 book that is crediting with discovering the omniverse as a cosmological body, along with the universe and the multiverse, through which humanity understands the cosmos. And you can download other books by donation, so for free. This is a new science. It's the science of the omniverse, and it's quite fitting that in 2020 we really have the emergence of the new integration of spirituality and science, taking it out of the realm of belief into the realm of science. We go and we lay out all of the science through the science of parapsychology and other sciences, the science of the soul, which now we can deal with scientifically, the science of reincarnation, science of the afterlife, the science of God, how we can deal objectively with God, with spiritual beings. You can also download a book, which people are finding quite interesting. It's actually, it's entitled My Journey, Landing Heaven on Earth. And one reviewer of it, if I could, you know, indulge just a moment.
Of course.
This is his review of it, or her review of it. Your autobiography is, in my opinion, the 21st century equivalent of both Augustine of Hippo's Confessions and the Confessions of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Your autobiography is revolutionary, as were the autobiographies of those two individuals, in the sense that it has innovated why and how an autobiography is written. Similar to the two autobiographies mentioned above, in your own autobiography, you have the immense courage to share with the reader both your hardships and your achievements through various phases of your current incarnation. In a candid and original manner, your autobiography stands apart from theirs because you have written it for the altruistic reason of sharing your current, quote, soul journey as a star chart, a roadmap to help inform, educate, empower, enlighten it, and expand the consciousness of humanity on Earth. Your autobiography is another consciousness-raising work par excellence. Thank you very much for sharing your soul's journey, landing heaven on Earth thus far. God bless. So, you know, you can go there and you can download that for donation. You can download the original book, Exopolitics, there, which founded the science of exopolitics, and there are a few other books there that preceded all of that. Okay, so over to you, Tim.
Okay, well, Albert, that's great. I'm so glad we could talk today, and you're on the line and everything. It's so good to have you here. I was going to ask about the disclosures regarding child trafficking and the horrible underground bases with these children in them raised like farms, and pedophilia. What's your perspective from what's going on in Canada and in the U.S. and worldwide on that now?
Yeah, well, we were fortunate to interview a gentleman who is a 20-year U.S. Navy veteran, calls himself Gene Decoder, and he was on as our guest along with an indigenous clan mother who's also a nurse, clan mother Karen McDonald here from Canada. Sure. And people can find that on our website, newsinsideout.com. Mm-hmm. And what Gene has done is he is an expert on the underground bases, both in the U.S. and in Canada. And he is making a full disclosure of what is occurring in the underground bases now, which occur at a number of levels. According to Gene Decoder, mm-hmm. number one, what are being felt as earthquakes are actually detonations, which are being carried out by the progressive forces, the White Hats, which are now destroying the underground bases in the United States, which were used by negative extraterrestrial forces that were the forces behind the maintenance, the alleged maintenance of the facilities for pedocriminal activity. And He also described the existence of these bases in Canada and described the Canadian bases now as being much worse than in the United States, because in Canada, there still is in power a deep state infrastructure, which does not have the white hat forces that are attempting, that are bringing it down. So that was his testimony. Now, I can attest to I can personally attest to the veracity of this, because I have testified publicly before that I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse by a pedophile ring, an Illuminati pedophile ring in rural Cuba that was headed up by a Danish engineer who was part of the Danish underground in World War II. And I compared notes with my fellow investigator, Ola Damigard. We did a special program, which people can find at Exopolitics TV also, and on newsinsideout.com also. We investigated the existence of underground pedocriminal facilities in state parks in West Virginia. And we also ascertained there that the compromise and involvement of the West Virginia State Police in facilitating these underground pedocriminal activities, and that in fact the West Virginia State Police at the time that we investigated them wore on their hats a badge which was the badge akin to the Man Boy Love Association. You know, it's just kind of a triangular thing, which, by the way, is the same badge that the Trudeau Family Foundation has as its logo.
Sick.
That is confirms the story that we just earlier today released at News Inside Out at breaking our breaking news blog that we released through our News Inside Out distribution, that the Canadian through a leak in the Canadian cabinet, it appears as though the Trudeau Canadian government is intent on building concentration camp detention facilities for the indeterminate detention of Canadians in violation of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and in violation of the International Criminal Code statute, of which Canada has signed and ratified the Treaty of Rome, which prohibits genocide and crimes against humanity, because it has been determined by a panel of Belgian physicians, by a panel of German physicians, initially by the National Health Service of the UK, and people can go and consult a 70-page document at peaceandspace.org and downloaded a free PDF, that the COVID-19 is essentially no stronger than a flu, and that it's most probably the effects of electromagnetics and also the detrimental effects of these lockdowns and other social control mechanisms that is bringing along all of the hardships that humanity is facing now. So that's kind of a roundabout answer to your question, I know, but anyway.
That's okay. Alfred, I appreciate you so much for sharing that. That's not something I'm going to be finding on the mainstream press here in the United States or Canada, for probably for that matter. I've heard that Prime Minister Trudeau wears ankle bracelets. Do you know much about that? And how long do you expect him to be in office?
Well, I cannot confirm or deny the ankle bracelet issue. I know the Trudeau family because his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, once he left the prime ministership, he went back to legal practice here in a Montreal law firm. And I was partners with a very eminent Montreal-based millionaire, Claude Giroux, of the publishing family Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. We were partners in a company called Legal Access Worldwide. I was a 50% partner. And Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Justin's father, was our company lawyer. So I know the Trudeau family quite well. And I also know that I have indirect evidence of the Trudeau family's Illuminati connections. And so here's a child, and also probably when Pierre Elliott Trudeau took the toddler Justin Trudeau down for a state visit with President Richard Nixon to Washington, D.C. At that time, Richard Nixon was the CEO of the DARPA CIA time travel pre-identification program that was involved in pre-identifying world leaders. Donald Rumsfeld was the defense attaché in the Department of Defense, overseeing the DARPA technical team that did it. And at the state visit, at the state dinner, President Nixon stood up and said, "Let's drink a toast to baby Justin Trudeau, a future prime minister of Canada." And I don't believe that my operating hypothesis, which is based on evidence, not on is that President Nixon's statement was not diplomatic hyperbole, but rather President Nixon was making a factual statement that DARPA CIA had pre-identified Justin Trudeau as a future prime minister. So Justin Trudeau was raised inside an Illuminati bubble as a future prime minister, and groomed by the intelligence agencies here in Canada. He was a teacher at secondary schools here in Vancouver, and there were some sexual harassment allegations against him at that time. And I've heard indirectly from individuals like Klan mother nurse Karen McDonald that Justin Trudeau engages in louche and adrenochrome. So I have no way of verifying that, but she is a credible witness in my judgment. So I think that we're dealing with Trudeau as someone who was pre-identified by CIA from the dark side, in the same way that George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and Barack Obama were pre-identified, and that the dark side groomed them for power without conscience. And now we released an article last week showing that Donald Trump was pre-identified in 1971 as a future U.S. president. We released an article prior to the 2016 election showing the evidence that the CIA, DARPA, knew he would probably win the 2016 election. And we released an article last week showing that it's more probably than not that Donald Trump was pre-identified in 1971 as the winner of the 2020 election. Yesterday we completed an interview in which the person predicted that Donald Trump would declassify the positive technologies. He would declassify teleportation, which has been around since the 1960s. He would declassify it in 2024. He would declassify a lot of the 6,000 classified technologies, including food replicators, and that would begin the making of a paradise planet on Earth. So that Donald Trump, out of all of the pre-identified U.S. presidents who have been, by and large, servants of the deep state, that is, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump has broken the mold and is not a servant of the deep Trump, of the deep state. And people can go to newsinsideout.com and see our article that we released showing the evidence that Donald Trump will most probably win the U.S. 2020 election and then go on to release sequestered technologies for the human benefit, like teleportation and like food replicators, that they're 3D printers, in essence, that make food. So you don't have any more starving children in Africa, in the United States, in other parts of the world.
Wow, that's just incredible news. Alfred, yeah. You're amazing. Can I ask you a quick question? Are you a time sure. traveler yourself, my friend?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I have time traveled in the sense that I have been time travel teleported to an extraterrestrial craft that is taking me outside of time. And on that, when I was on the extraterrestrial craft, I was shown the future. I was shown this time. You know, I was shown these times. I was shown these kind of changeover times. So I have seen these times on an extraterrestrial craft, but in terms of being on Earth, like Andy Bishago was a U.S. chrononaut, and his job was to go in DARPA time travel technologies, time travel devices, and go to the year 2024, where he was given time scrolls from the people there to take back to 1971 to help them navigate to the future successfully. So that's the distinction that I would make there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, fascinating. Using your knowledge and expertise, Alfred, what do you see happening in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, I am an optimist, and I truly believe, number one, it is a given that there will be no World War III. And we have published data to that. People, again, I just want to bring them back to our news site, newsinsideout.com, where we've published this. Last summer, there was a Brazilian prophet who's published more than 70 books called Chico Xavier. And he gave a specific date in 1969. He was given a specific date that corresponded to the alleged lunar landing. And there was the 50th anniversary of that date. And the prophecy was that if World War III had not occurred, I think it was July something, 1969, by that date, there would be extraterrestrial sightings and then World War III would not occur. Well, we were covering a Sundance, sacred Sundance that was occurring at the Lakota Territory in South Dakota at the site of Wounded Knee. And at that site that we were covering, on that date, on the 50th anniversary, during the Lakota Sundance, there was amazing extraterrestrial craft that came down and was a fulfillment of the Chico Xavier prophecies. And we have very extensive articles, photographs of the craft, photographs of the Lakota Sundance, and people can go and see that at newsinsideout.com. Just go to the index and you know, search it in the index. We have interviews with Mia Ferroletto, Ananda Bosman, and all of the others who documented this. And so that was, we published what we think are objective evidence that World War III will not occur. And now we have this new evidence coming up, we think, showing, which we published last week, from the DARPA CIA time travel pre-identification with the election of the re-election of Donald Trump, and with his release of the sequestered beneficial technologies such as teleportation, food replicators, that Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, President Xi of China are all in accord to end war on the planet. And that wonderful. The deep state, which is really a Zionist plutocratic Rockefeller Rothschild conspiracy to keep the reptilian agenda of war, disease, crime, and poverty going, will be disassembled. And we'll go on to a different agenda on Earth, which is more toward human prosperity.
Alfred, we've got a minute and a half left.
That old chapter. We're now on a positive timeline, which has been anchored. We completed an interview this week from Italy, where the assertion was that extraterrestrials from the ninth dimension have anchored a new timeline. We're on a positive timeline. People can go to our website, positivefuture.info, and see from a time science point of view why Earth is now on a positive timeline. And it's not going to be taken away. And it's just that from right now, the deep state matrix, Rockefeller Rothschild types, own the mainstream media and own these various, you know, very narrow set of investors own these, and they're constantly spewing out
garbage,
disinformation,
right.
You know, fear, false evidence appearing real,
right.
And that's to make people think that we're not on a positive timeline. But those are just memes. They're right. Just false evidence. are memes, right, because objectively, Earth is on a positive timeline. There are not going to be any world wars.
Alfred?
This pandemic is not a world pandemic. These are all phonied up statistics. I really have to tell the audience that I have a certificate in community health from the Harvard School of Public Health.
Alfred, I'm so sorry.
And we authored a 70-page document in PDF, which you can download for free at peaceandspace.org, which establishes that this is really done by a de-state group.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. I appreciate you all so much. And I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. And thanks so much for listening today. And I hope you all, thanks again, everyone. Hope you have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.